Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is Shannon, and I got joined today with Pete, the original crew.
Hey, Shannon. Yeah, we were just talking about, we've been doing this for 5 years now, just a little over 5 years. And
I know. I looked at the show notes, and it said episode 170, which is crazy to me. And then I said, yeah, that makes sense, because I started the very first episode was me just grabbing a mic and getting on and recording and trying to figure out how to record a podcast about the reopening. And that was five years ago, which is bizarre. It's just crazy. So time flies when you're having fun, right?
We keep getting DVC news. Some weeks are less than others, but like this week, almost all the news is DVC related, which is kind of a rarity. We do some Disney Parks news usually too, but this week it's, I think, mostly DVC related.
Yep. So. Absolutely. So
good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. It's good that it's actually, because sometimes it's like, yeah, that's kind of DVC related. You know, right. It's kind of pulling, you know. But before we get into it, let's give a shout out to today's sponsor, and that is DVC Resale Market. So if you are looking for a resale contract, or you just want to learn more about DVC, definitely hit up our friends at DVC Resale Market. They can answer all your questions. They also have a really great section on their website, just kind of giving you some basic information, a kind of like DVC 101, what are use years, what are points, etc. So really, really helpful if you've never, you really don't understand the DVC lingo, or maybe you're looking to sell your contract for some reason. Maybe you're not using it anymore, or you want to sell it to buy another contract. You can hit up our friends at DVC Resale Market, and they can help you out with all of your DVC resale needs.
And on top of that, like every single employee there, they are former DVC guides.
Yes.
So you are really dealing with experts in DVC when you contact the folks at the DVC resale market.
And that's what's an amazing thing about them is that every single one, I'm sure they've had inquiries, so how can I work there? But Nick is very, very strict on, no, if to work at DVC resale market, you had to have been a DVC guide, which I think is amazing because you really get that expertise. Yeah. So, okay, with that, we will start with our first story, and that is Hoop-Dee-Doo Holidays is returning for members in December. So Hoop-Dee Holidays is back for 2025 with two exclusive performances for DVC owners. The show promises a unique themed pre-show, a special commemorative keepsake, and a variety of holiday touches to the classic show presented at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. Member showings are scheduled for Tuesday, December 9th and Tuesday, December 16th. Doors open at 4 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. for the two nightly presentations, with the show beginning 20 minutes later. Performances are held at Pioneer Hall, and the pricing is as follows. Category 1 is going to be $83 for adults and $50 for kids. Category 2 is $79 for adults and $46 for kids. And category 3 is $75 per person for adults and $45 for kids. I highly recommend splurging for the category 1. It's only an $8 difference for adults,
right,
and a $5 difference for kids. The two times we have gone, and actually the last time we went, when I got in, because we went the first day we were there, I could only get category 1 for the first night, for the last show of the day, so which is like 8:15, and which was later than I wanted to go, but I really wanted category 1, and it ended up working out great. It really makes a difference. Like we, and both times Ryder got called up on stage, which was always fun. It's definitely worth it. So each owner can make reservations for up to a party of 12. And it can be the member plus 11 guests. And then the DVC member must be in attendance and also able to show their digital member ID card plus photo ID. Owners may book only one show per membership. Now, I've never gone to this. I heard it was very popular last year. It sold out really quickly.
Yeah. This doesn't say when it goes on sale either. I didn't have that information, so.
I know it sold out pretty quickly last year. So if you are interested, you know, I would definitely check the website to see when it will be available. Because, yeah, it's It's 60 days out. Okay. Maybe it's 60 days out. So 60 days would be October 9th, but then, so it's probably pretty soon.
Do they do this show ever for like regular customers, like even at Christmas or anything like that? Or is this just for DVC members?
I think they just have a couple of things. The first time we went, it was around Ryder's 4th birthday, which is in December. It was actually around this time. Mm-hmm. And they had some Christmas touches. So they did have some Christmas songs. I think they did have some added DVC stuff before the show last year. And they added some DVC, like maybe some DVC jokes or something. But it's just one of those special things where it's nice that you just kind of are part of an exclusive event. Right. And if you're going to be there already, like I wouldn't go to Disney World just for this. Right. But if I were there and I was thinking about going to Hoop-Dee-Doo and I was maybe going to go on Thursday night, but we're there on Tuesday night, I would probably rearrange my schedule to go on Tuesday night to be able to attend this.
Yeah, it seems pretty cool. And it's going to be all DVC members, which is always a good crowd.
Yeah. And there's a commemorative keepsake. I don't know what it was last year. I can't tell you. And then yeah. I think it's also just fun to kind of go to an event. It's kind of like membership magic. Or what was it? Moonlight Magic. That's what it's called. I forgot what it's called.
Right.
When you go there and you're just like, I remember the first time we went to Moonlight Magic, it was like, oh, wow, everyone here is a DVC member. And to know like everybody right. there in the park at that moment was a DVC member or invited by one. That I thought was, I remember the first time we went, I really felt like that was really cool. It's great. So if anybody's going to go, let us know. Definitely let us know in the My DVC Points community on Facebook. We want to know, and then let us know how it was and what you thought of it.
If you've been to regular Hoop-Dee-Doo, is it, you know, what's the differences? Are there DVC jokes? Because I'd be curious.
Yeah, right.
I want to know what they are. So next story, members are getting extra treats for certain of the holiday party dates this year. I think they did this also last year, at least at Jollywood Nights, but this year, members that attend Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on the Friday dates can stop by McKim's Mile House in Frontierland and pick up a free holiday souvenir magnet. We don't know what it looks like exactly, but a little magnet. And the hours for that are 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for getting this free keepsake. And also, if you're going to Jollywood Nights, they are also joining in on the DVC member magic on just on two dates, though, Monday, November 17th and the 24th, if you stop by the Indiana Jones Adventure Outpost. So I think that's the souvenir shop next to the Indiana Jones show. You can get a sweet treat and a hot cocoa, compliments of DVC. So I think these are always neat that they do it. It's a little too bad they don't do it for every one right. of the parties, that it's only for, you got to be lucky that your date matches up with when they're doing it. As you said, every little bit, whenever you get something like this, it does make you feel a little extra special.
Absolutely. And I mean, with the Christmas party, they all sell out, right? But Jollywood Nights, yeah. they not all of them sold out last year, if I remember. Now, it could have been because of the year before.
I think it was
such a blank show. We went and it was amazing. We went on Thanksgiving weekend and it was amazing. And then toward the end, they did start to sell out. But I think that Monday, the 24th, though, is you know, that's the Monday of Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah.
That's a pretty, I would think that might be a pretty popular week. You know, I think it's great. A sweet treat and a hot cocoa would be something that I wouldn't really miss if I were going on a different date. But if you're there, again, let us know how it goes. Let us know. I want to know what that magnet looks like.
Right. You're certainly not going to rearrange your schedule for it, but
right.
it's a lot of DVC things are like that. You're not going to rearrange your schedule for it, but if you're there for it, it's neat.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So another bit of news out of DVC is, for the first time that I remember anyways, the add-on contract policy has been changed to allow for smaller contracts at all the resorts. Current DVC members have always been able to add on small point contracts direct from Disney. If you're a new member, you have to purchase a minimum of 100 points direct from Disney. You can't buy a smaller contract initially than 100 points. But once you're a member, whether it's through direct or resale, you can add on to your contract with as few as 25 points through direct purchase at most resorts. Historically, current resorts did not fall under that point minimum. And owners were required to add 50 points if adding on at the Disneyland Hotel, Riviera Resort, or Fort Wilderness Cabins. This has recently changed, and now owners can add on 25 points to any resort in the DVC system. Remember, you are still required to purchase a total of 150 direct points to reach the acquired level for full membership benefits. If you have 125 points resale and then you add 25 points direct, that is not going to get you to member benefit, just so people are aware. You know, so this is, I guess, a nice thing that they're letting people add on to the newer resorts. I mean, Riviera, we still talk about it as a new resort, but it's been, you know, 6 years. So it's not really new anymore. So it's nice that they're letting people put on a 25 point add on. If you, particularly if you like own there and you're like, just don't quite have enough points, it's nice to be able to just do that 25 point. Now, if you're buying 25 points, you're paying full price. They never have deals for that small a contract. I actually did 50 points at the Disneyland Hotel, and same thing, right? 50 points, I had to pay the full price. With a smaller contract like that, it's not so bad having to do that. So are you going to add more points?
No, definitely not. But now Disneyland, how is Disneyland selling?
You know what? There's no way to tell because they took the numbers. The way that we find out how the resorts are selling is it's on like the county register in Florida. And it was on the county register in California. But in January, they changed the rules in California. And since January, we don't have any data for how the Disneyland Hotel is selling. We don't really know how it's doing anymore. They haven't declared any new sets of rooms in quite a while. So I can't imagine it's going gangbusters or anything. I suspect that it hasn't sold as well as they thought it was going to.
Well, I think with the popularity of Grand Californian, how popular it had become to the point where it's nearly impossible. I always love when somebody posts like, how can I get what's the odds of me getting a room at the Grand Californian
studio in seven months? And it's like, it's not zero.
It's hard at 11 months. But then with all the added fees, I think that like even with me, I was like really interested. And as soon as it came out with the fees, I just kind of slammed the brakes and said, nope. Like, and I just never even looked back at it. Yeah. Riviera, we know the issues there. Fort Wilderness, same issues. They are kind of not surprised that they're kind of lowering the threshold because they can sell 25 points here and there. It's better than nothing, right? Especially at Fort Wilderness.
Fort Wilderness, we didn't talk about it because we've had so much news. There were some like pretty deep incentives in August and September. We did talk about that back in August. And I think it was August, Fort Wilderness actually had their best month ever.
Oh, okay.
Like it was, or maybe it was second. It might have been second after the first month. But even their best month ever was like 3,000 points. You know, wow. It wasn't a lot of points. I mean, Riviera is, you know, it's steady. It's a steady seller. It's going to be sold out in probably 1 to 2 years. Riviera is getting pretty close. I think they're not unhappy with what Riviera has done overall because it went through COVID and everything like that. So they had a number of years there that were very soft. It's never been like a tear it up selling like hotcakes resort, but it's just been steady, steady, steady. So I think they're happy with that. I got no idea on Disneyland Hotel if they're happy with what's going on there. Obviously, Fort Wilderness Cabins, I'm sure they're not thrilled. With Lakeside Lodge coming, you know, we've talked about this before. I think you see the cabins bundled into that. I think that whole trust thing is all about being able to plop those two together so that they're all one DVC, essentially. And that'll boost the sales, so to speak, of the cabins.
And that's probably why they're rushing it. Yeah, but I mean, then, you know, even then, like, I didn't really affect Polynesian too much because you're not going to get the full 50 years because that's one of the things when they do that, like, kind of add on, you're not going to get the full 50 years happen with Grand Floridian, which was a small building.
Right.
But, I mean, the Poly Tower, that was a big tower, and you're not going to get the 50 years because it was kind of an add on. But
I think a lot of people still, like, 42 years, whatever.
Yes,
it's long, it's absolutely long enough. I do think we're finally starting to see the effect of the 2042.
Yeah.
When you look at the resale market, especially like Old Key West, you can get an Old Key West 2042 contract really cheap right now.
Really?
And I, Well, relative to everything else, it's like selling, I think, like $80, $85, $90 wow. a point. You know, the other ones aren't that low, but I do think you're seeing kind of the same thing with when you think about Boulder Ridge versus Copper Creek. There's a big price difference between Boulder Ridge and Copper Creek on the resale market. And that's the same reason, right? It's because that 2042 still hasn't affected Boardwalk and Beach Club that much.
Yeah.
But eventually.
I mean, you think about it, like that's if you're having a baby, it's not even going to get you to the kid's 18th birthday.
Yeah.
You know, right. It's what, 16, yeah, 17 years?
Right. Yeah. It's 2025 now. Right.
And that's when we bought when Ryder was one. So now we bought at Saratoga, but that was one of my thoughts was that was, I thought about Old Key West. I ended up buying at Saratoga for that reason because it got, I think it's 2054, but yeah, it's definitely something to watch.
I have Boardwalk points and we bought it in 2017, and even that I thought about at the time being like, oh man, that's not a lot of time, but that's 25 years or whatever. But now, as you say, it's 17. There's only 17 years left. I keep debating about, like, I could sell these points and like pocket what I paid for them, almost, or actually more than pocket what I paid for them, just like being able to stay at Boardwalk. So in the fall, yeah, they're probably not going anywhere. I'll hold them till the end.
I still am curious as to what they're going to do.
We're a ways from finding out too.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even think they know what they're going to do. So
nope, I'm sure they don't. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, we have Membership Magic Beyond is going to return in 2026. That doesn't surprise me, but DVC has announced that the Membership Magic Beyond benefit will return in 2026. This program started in 2025 and provides special ticket discounts, a 30-day memory maker benefit, annual passes for points, and half price one-time use points, priority lounge access, and a special character meet and greet. At this stage, Disney has not confirmed the price will still be $99. I'm going to say no,
yeah,
but did indicate that the meet and greet after hours at the Epcot Lounge will change from Zootopia characters to Mickey and Minnie in exclusive DVC outfits. And Disney has also hinted at new perks, but nothing has been announced. So Membership Magic Beyond runs with the calendar year, not use year, or 12 months from purchase. So did you join this year?
I didn't. I mean, we're only going the one time.
Yeah, we didn't join either because we didn't have any trips. We're the only time we're going is in 2 weeks when we go for the Halloween party. And there really wasn't a reason to join. To
me, the special ticket discount and the 30-day memory maker, we get annual passes, so neither of those help.
Right.
I'm not really going to use my points to buy annual passes, though I'm surprised the value there is okay for that. So if you have that enough points, it's not like they're ripping you off for it. So the main thing to me would either be the priority lounge access or if we use the one-time use points, but we have plenty of points, so we don't really need those. And it's like, I can't spend $99 just to get in the lounge a little faster. So
if we were going for like a week or 2 weeks, you know, over the course of a year, and we were going to be at, especially at the Magic Kingdom one, because we do know that that one has still, the lounge has been pretty long. I would do it for that. For $99, I've wasted $100 on stupider things, right? you know, even if you think, to me, it's like a fast pass or a lightning lane for the lounge. And if we were going, if I was going to get two uses out of it, let's say we're going for a week and I was going to try and use it at Epcot and at Magic Kingdom, yeah. The special meet and greet, I would use it. Ryder at this point doesn't care about the characters and he's kind of annoyed that I still make him meet the characters, but I would totally do it. I do sometimes buy the halftime use points. And I think even if, for me, if I were going to get half price one-time use points, or get one-time use points, I would buy this just for that.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yes. It's worth it. It's 24 points for the price of 12. And I think the regular price is 20 points. You're basically paying your dues, right? Mm-hmm. $10 a point, which is totally fantastic.
But I'm curious what the price will be. I'm going to say it's either, I don't know if they'll double it. I don't know if it was that popular. I'm going to say at least 100. Was it? I think it's going to be somewhere between between $150 to $199.
You think so? I'll be curious. I agree with you. There's no way it stays $99.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they would up it to, I don't think they would double it.
That's so where I think that they might make it $149.
So we'll have a bet. You're $149 higher and I'm lower than $149. So
okay.
That's my guess. I don't know what we're betting on, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it going to be like Price is Right, where if you go over, you're out?
Next chance we have to get together, it's we buy the other person a glass of wine or something like
that. Let us know what you think
I think it'll be like $129 or something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. What I would say is let us know in the community group. Let us know what you think it is going to be. What do you think, if it's going to get raised, or do you think it's going to stay at $99? So let us know.
If it doesn't change too much, I might do it next. I mean, because this year, again, we only have the one trip in October. Next year, we're going January, also October. Maybe it'd be worth it. I do agree. It's nice to be able to like check that box and be like, oh, I get in the lounge before you people.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. So a few other bits of news. We have some information on DVC pool closures. One has already started. The DVC has announced that the Miller's Road pool at Old Key West will be closed for refurbishment from September 29th through late November, so about 2 months. There's three other pools on property at Old Key West, and they will all remain available for guest use, and that includes the Sandcastle feature pool. So this is one of the quiet pools. It'll be out of commission. In addition, the paddock pool at Saratoga Springs is scheduled to close on October 13th with a planned reopening in early December. So again, 2 months. I think the paddock pool isn't the main pool, but I think it's the nicest of the separate pools, right?
I think so. Yeah. When we stayed there, we didn't use the pool.
And then just to remind people, this was previously announced, but the Bay Cove pool at Bay Lake Tower will be closing January 26th and will be closed through early May. So that's almost five months.
That's a long refurbishment.
It'll be closed. That's probably a little more than just like a cleanup or anything like that. That's entire reseal or something. I'm not sure what's involved.
We're staying there in 2 weeks. That's a pretty long, and that covers spring break. That covers a lot.
Yeah. And then finally, Disney has announced that Spaceship Earth is scheduled to reopen on October 25th from a roughly 2 month closure. It closed late August. Details on the refurb have not been disclosed, but I wouldn't expect any major changes for a 2 month refurb.
Yeah.
They're probably just cleaning up the cars and doing maintenance on the track and things like that. I mean, it's funny, they announced as part of the major Epcot overhaul, they were supposed to kind of almost redo that ride. And that was one of the many things that got canceled from COVID. Spaceship Earth could probably use a major overhaul, but this is probably just a refresh, so to speak. And I don't know, we'll see if we can even tell the difference. Interestingly enough, October 25th, the day it opens, is the day we arrive for our next trip. So I don't think we'll be going on it on the first day, because I kind of feel like all the bloggers will be out in force to report on Spaceship Earth, but we'll definitely ride it that week. I don't know. We'll see what the wait time is. I mean, if it's not too bad, we don't plan to get lightning lanes for Epcot during the trip. So we're mostly food and wining.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we're not big food and winers, but riders still dying to go on Test Track. So we haven't. Spaceship Earth is one that we usually ride, but not always. And it was a big favorite when he was little, but it's nice. It's a classic, right? Yeah. I mean, it's such a fun.
Spaceship Earth to me is kind of like 15 minutes or less, I'll hop in line.
Yeah.
If it's like a 20, 30 minute wait, I've ridden it a lot.
I just remember buying the toy castle and at the shop, and then riding Spaceship Earth with the castle with Ryder and Ray in front of me because it took up a whole seat.
Oh, yeah. This thing was big. We had that too. Well, I think we mail ordered it, so we didn't have to.
It was on sale. It was the 50th anniversary one. I just gave it to my niece because Ryder didn't play with it anymore. But I just remember, and I have like a picture, a selfie riding. I was like, you know, riding it with the castle because it literally just took up the whole. And we were on our way home. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, I love it. It's a great ride. It was announced that it was going to close and be completely rehauled. And then that was canceled with COVID. And then I wonder if those are still in the works, just not anytime soon. But I'm curious to see what they, you know, if they made any changes or did anything.
I would love to see them do something with the room at the top.
Yeah.
Because you have this huge space that's just like dark and the earth there. And it's impressive, I guess, the first time you see it. But then you realize, wow, this is a huge space. And like all you get is a star field. And I feel like it could be so much cooler up there. I wish they would like don't change the rest of the ride and just change that end bit and make that do something spectacular up there. There's no plans. Let's put it that way.
On a separate note, I saw someone on Facebook posted a picture at the Halloween party, and they were dressed up as the lady from the 70s in like the computer room. And I was just like, oh, that's brilliant. Like that was such a brilliant costume. And she mentioned that everybody, like a lot of people got her costume. I'm like, yeah, because it's brilliant. Right. You know, I thought
Disney
it was fantastic.
Fans are going to know that one.
I did want to announce, since we mentioned as we are recording this, they just reopened Stardust Racers. We're recording this on Saturday, October 4th. I'm trying to look at the date. And they just reopened Stardust Racers. I was going to say Incredible Universe, Epic Universe. And do you remember Incredible Universe?
No.
Oh, it was like a Best Buy. But anyway, yeah, I used to work there when I was in college. So like 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, I never heard of that one.
They just reopened it. They have made changes. So if you are confined to a wheelchair and you are going to Epic Universe, then they have changed both Stardust Racers and Monsters Unchained that you have to be able to physically load yourself and walk to the ride. So you have to leave the wheelchair and be able to, they can't assist you anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the changes that I think that's the only change that they've made. Obviously, I think they've put some probably other signage and everything. I'm glad to see it open. I think they did some extensive investigation, but aware. So just if you are, you know, wheelchair bound and you are planning on going to Epic Universe, just know of those changes for not just Stardust Racers, but also Monsters Unchained.
I think my wife's going to tell me I can't ride that right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I don't know.
You know, I don't like roller coasters that don't have the harness because I do feel like it's just not that it's not as safe, but you feel it more and you feel, and but that's the whole sensation. It's a really sad situation.
I've been suffering from some back issues lately, so it does make me pause a little bit. I mean, certainly not what this person had,
right.
But you know, hearing about that, like a lot of people have complained about how it throws you around and everything like that. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
We have to tell Ryder, especially when it doesn't have the chest harness, we have to tell him you have to put your head back. Just keep your head back. Push your head back against the back because he has this tendency to want to, especially when it was on that Rip Rocket, which is now gone, but he would like hug it. And we explained to him and he now knows how to do that. But the first couple of times we had to be careful because he did hit his head and because the sheer force. So now he knows that you have to lean back. But I mean, I do that anyway, just because of sheer terror. It's an intense coaster, but there's also much more intense coasters in the country.
Right. How do you compare it to Velocicoaster? Because you've been on both.
You know, at first I thought, oh, wow, it's better than Velocicoaster. But when we went in June, we rode Velocicoaster and we went back to back on consecutive days. It only goes upside down once. Both sides only go upside down once.
Okay.
There's a couple times where it goes to the side, but then it goes back. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't do a 360.
Okay.
You get like the first half is a lot of airtime. And then the second half is when you go upside down and you go upside down just once. Of the two, Velocicoaster to me is better. Velocicoaster it goes higher. It has that part where you hang upside down for like a second, which is terrifying to me. And then obviously you go over water. There's a lot more elements to it. But I think they're very, very similar. And then part of it is it felt like a little bit more intense in certain sections. Like that second launch to me almost felt a little bit more intense than the one in Velocicoaster. So because Velocicoaster, you're stopped.
Velocicoaster is definitely an intense roller coaster, even more so than the Hulk, which is a pretty epic roller coaster. The Hulk's my favorite Universal roller coaster so far. The Velocicoaster, I liked it, but like it was one of those roller coasters. Actually, I was mostly worried about my glasses. I was like, I wish I had my glasses on and I was like holding on to them for dear life. Mm-hmm. And I have a strap for it. And I was like, if I ever ride this again, I'm going to put the strap on.
Well, I had Meta glasses. I had gotten Meta glasses, yeah. And I got the strap for it. Even then, you're like, okay, these, and they're prescription Meta glasses. So you're talking like $750 bucks, and they stayed on. Like I don't even think the strap didn't really make a difference because of the intensity of that coaster. They were going to stay on, but still, it's terrifying. You know, I think the biggest part I will say is that the back, we were the second row to the back the second time we rode Stardust Racers, and Ryder won't go in the back anymore. He won't go in the back anymore. And he loves the back on every other coaster. He said it was too intense in the back.
Too intense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he loves the back on Velocicoaster. So I do feel like that Stardust Racers might be a little faster, or you feel it more in the back. But I like Stardust Racers in the front. So anyway, so if you are going, it's open. I know that was something we talked about. It's been closed for like 3 weeks, over 3.5 weeks. So.
Well, we're going in 3 weeks. I actually just bought the Epic Universe tickets today. My daughter and I were talking about it, and I was like, you know what? I probably shouldn't wait till the last minute on these, because I do hear that the individual day tickets do sell out. I think they're still limiting the number of people in the park, not as much as they did initially, but I think they're still kind of limiting the number of people to a degree. So they're only selling so many single day tickets. I'm happy that the day we picked was like the cheapest day in October. So it probably also means less crowds.
Right.
the tickets were, they were $169 for the day. So I hate to say that, but not too bad.
You're going to have a great time.
I'm sure we will. Yep. But three weeks away, and we haven't been since January 2024. And I always forget we did go down in April of this year for 2 days to check out the Poly Tower, but we didn't go in any of the parks. So it's been since the beginning of January 2024 since we went to Disney World theme park. Yeah, we're starting to feel like, but it was good though, because like last, we go every fall, and last fall we quite honestly for the first time were kind of like, yeah, I'm glad we're doing something different.
Yeah.
And this year we're back to excited to go again, because to me, you know, you got to be excited to go. If you're not excited
absolutely.
To go, why are you going?
Absolutely. And that's the same thing with us. Like, we're excited about going to the Halloween party, but everything else is kind of like, I still think we're not ready to go to the other parks yet. You know, Ryder's ready to go to Test Track, but that's all he wants to ride. And I'm like, I'm not spending that much on tickets for that.
Right.
Especially since the refurb was not, I don't think it was that great. A break is good.
Yeah.
Before we go, I want to give a shout out and thank you to our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial, for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.